Now, on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Welcome, welcome again, dear you, dear listener, to another soulful episode of this beautiful show, From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm, of course, Danielle Sachs, your host and mentor, and I want to begin this episode with something personal and powerful, to say the least. Yes, you see, over the past few years, and certainly the last year, this show has become a trusted space, a place where so many of you, thousands of leaders, entrepreneurs, professionals, come here to breathe, to reflect, to reconnect with me, with so many other experts on this beautiful platform, UK Health Radio. And together we have explored how to move from stress, from chronic stress, to authentic living, to authentic success, from chasing to choosing, from surviving to thriving. But lately, certainly in the last 12 months, something has been stirring in me. It's about a deeper insight. True challenges, to say the least. So, because even authentic success, to be honest, as beautiful as it is, started to feel incomplete. Why? Because not just about my own challenges, but because for so many of my clients, brilliant, driven, really successful people, entrepreneurs and leaders and their partners, that authentic success wasn't enough. Yes, they were still achieving, but not feeling. They were still giving, but not receiving. They had freedom on paper, but not feeling it in their body, heart, and soul. And so that's where my work has started to really go more deep. The work has deepened. That's where my seed came for this new concept, true wealth. That's where the seed was planted, because true wealth is not about what you have, it's what who you are and what you embody. It's not about all the external rewards, it's about internal richness, that unshakable sense of power, presence, peace, that no title, no transaction, no status can ever replace. So this is the shift I have made in my life and in my own business. And this is now the shift that my clients are making, because the most successful people I work with, they're not looking for more strategies, and probably you are not neither. You are not craving, you know, any more status or more on the bank account. It's this show, this platform is all about health, truth, depth, well-being. They wanted to feel connected again, and probably so are you. Connected to yourself, to your energy, to what truly matters. So whether I'm mentoring one-on-one, speaking on international stages, or guiding little groups to high-end, you know, to high-end quality guidance, this is an invitation for you at the core of all my work. It's all about reconnecting to your true richness. It's all about redefining what it means to you to live fully, full out, to lead deeply, to feel totally free from the inside out, to create that life that looks good on the outside, but feels even better on the inside. And that is what I call true wealth. So this episode, this radio show, is now an extension of that message. And you will still hear amazing guests, but you'll also hear me more boldly, more clearly, more fully, more deeply, because it's time. It's time we stop glorifying stress as a sort of badge of honor. And it's time we, let's stop settling for burnout dressed as success. It truly is time to start reclaiming that deepest resource of ours, which I call our life force. So, wherever you are right now, in your car, on a walk, in your office, in your kitchen, take a moment to arrive, to breathe. Place a hand on your ass, on your heart, and ask yourself, what does wealth, true wealth, really mean to me? Because if it's only about money, you always will feel like something's missing. And that's exactly why I'm so excited about today's episode, because the conversations we're gonna have, it's about true wealth, actually. I'm joined by someone who shares this vision, and I'm always happy to talk to experts like that. The vision of a life that not is just not materially rich, but truly spiritually and emotionally abundant as well. My guest today is Pushkar Anand. He is the founder of the Center for Infinite Riches and the author of the book Manifest Your Infinite Riches, a book so powerful that even Jack Canfield, the co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul, a man we all know, called this book the book we've all been waiting for. So it's quite amazing. Pushkar's journey is a fascinating one, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it, from studying at Cambridge and the London School of Economics to walking away from that banking career and building a global platform that now inspires people on every continent. And in this episode, I'm sure that we together, Pushkar and I, will explore a little bit that philosophy of infinite riches and how you too can begin to tap into your own inner wealth, not by striving more, but by tuning in. So we will talk about lots of things, about the way how to honor your wholeness, grounded power, and deep fulfillment. So yes, this episode is called From Stress to Authentic Success, but make no mistake, what we really are going to talk about is the path to what I call true wealth. Your energy, your freedom, your peace, your deep, quiet, grounded knowing that you are already rich exactly as you are. So let's dive in just after this little break. Enjoy the amazing conversation I'm going to have, I'm sure, with Pushkar Anand, and let it be a reminder to you that there is no wealth like the one that lives inside you. And it's time that you and I claim it. See you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to you out there, also very loyal to listen to this beautiful show From Stress to Authentic Success every single week, again and again. Thank you for being here, because I have an amazing, special person, I think, in front of me talking to Pushkar Anand. Welcome, Pushkar.
Thank you, Danielle. Delighted to be here.
Yes, I agree, because this show is all about stress and authenticity, of course. So tell a little bit, whoever is listening out there, who are you in your life before you have been doing, writing the book, doing what you're doing? I believe you come out of the banking world. Is that true?
No, absolutely, absolutely, Danielle. I define myself as a humanitarian philosopher and a seeker today. But before I became this person, I believe I was always meant to be. I was just like anybody else, getting by with an everyday life, a 9 to 5 kind of life where we think about, right, let's go out and, do the job, earn a little bit of money, tend to the kids, tend to everyday chores, and each day leads to the other, to the second, to the third, to the fourth. So the everyday challenges of life were also part of my life and what I define as the daily rat race bubble. The DRQ. That is what I was stuck in for a long time. And I went through a 15-year journey to come out on the other side, to become
what
I call.
Can we talk about the stress? Because I wanna hear from you, what made you decide to change? What? Because there's always so much chronic stress going on, and then there's a point where we make a decision, or the body makes a decision for you. What was it for you, Pushkar? What happened that you've changed gear?
No, absolutely. In my case, Danielle, it was the stress was the absence of authenticity.
Oh, yes.
Right? It was the absence of authenticity. It's a 15-year journey with lots of steps and other people involved. But if I were to give it in a couple of lines, I'd say it was the absence of authenticity, the absence of purpose, just getting on and living a mechanical life, which somewhere we start to believe is our life. But that's not our life. We need to find a way to go back to the authenticity within, to the purpose within, bring that out and start the transformation. Now, Danielle, it's a pretty interesting point. Lots of people tend to think you suddenly turn on a switch and this authenticity happens and the stress goes away. It doesn't. There's a metamorphosis. There's a transformation process. We have.
It's a journey, Pushkar. Yeah. It's
and
not
what I went through.
It's not a magical wand. Hey? One, two, three, hocus pocus, paxus, we say here in Belgium. That's not happening. So tell me a little bit about the moment. Where is the moment that you decided to make that 15-year discovery? What made you go from, that's what I'm after. Because I found that so interesting. Yeah. When do people make, you know, the decision? Because it's a decision, hey? And it's a choice. What in your life happened that you made that decision?
So that started, Danielle, in 2008.
Okay.
The decision to go on the journey started in 2008. And the journey ended some point in 2022 as we started coming out of COVID. So 2008, I was just over 30 years old. I worked for what was then the world's largest bank. We recently got married. We had the first child in its way. And life was great, great in lots of ways. I'd been to the London School of Economics. But then I had this huge desire within me. The desire was go out and attend one of these four universities, Oxford, Cambridge, Harvard, or Yale. And I kept pushing it aside, Danielle, for a good year and a half. But this feeling kept getting stronger and stronger. And eventually I said, all right, I'm going to make my applications. I'm going to go. I don't know why I said it. I listened to my heart for the first time in my life. Anything linked to career, I purely listened to the heart and I didn't let the intellect get in the way. So I made the applications. I got through Cambridge, all went through very well. Announced to the family, they all thought I was absolutely crazy. You know, you have a baby on the way, recently married, you're going to give it all up, go into debt to the extent of $100,000. But I did. But when I took that decision, Danielle, and I got my acceptance from Cambridge, I was scared. I was petrified. I looked back and said, what have I done? I have gone into debt to $100,000. I've given up a job, made the wife give up a job with a baby coming. Then I said, let me start searching for what is defined as a foolproof formula for success. That journey started reading books. I said, there's bound to be somebody who's gone on my journey and written about what is a foolproof success formula. Now, that journey became an interest, which led to a hobby, which became a passion, which became an obsession. By the time I got to about 2014, 15, I'd got through some 200, 300 books. I'd been to 15 odd seminars, workshops in America, but I wasn't finding the answer. And then I came across a wonderful man called Blaine Bartlett, whom I call Grandmaster B Square. Blaine's one of the world's leading authorities, the intersection of spirituality, business, and leadership.
Yes.
And I met him at one of these workshops, and I said, look, I'm a seeker. I'm on this quest. You know, I've got academic degrees. I think mostly I'm intelligent, but I feel like a fool because I don't have these answers. And he said, I'll train you. We'll talk an hour every month. Ask me what you like. By the time we started our second year of training, he said to me, you're the most complex and the most demanding student I've ever had because, you know, you push it to a limit and I'm loving it. And this went on more than 4 years. And then by the time we got to the start of COVID, my quest had changed from finding the foolproof formula to success to finding my purpose. And when I found my purpose, it was to uplift humanity. And then all that I studied for 15 years, I decided to put it in a book. And then I decided to set up an enterprise. So the book was born and the social enterprise, Center for Infinite Riches, was born. So that's how it started and ended. But it was a 15-year journey that I transformed into becoming the person I was always meant to be. And I hope that makes a bit of sense, Daniel.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I've been for years now calling it from stress to authentic success, in the way that I can see how your banking life, you know, your corporate life before was a stressful chase for outside success. And I call, like you say, going into your authenticity and more listening to who you are, what your purpose, what you are meant to be, who you are meant to be, what you're meant to do, that brings you into your authentic success. So you're actually illustrating for me that whole journey. So let's talk a little bit about anyone listening and being intrigued of what you are saying, your story. What is the first step that you think somebody can take when they are in that stressful chase, striving for success? What is the first shift they need to do to go onto that authentic search and that journey?
No, I think that's a great, great question, Danielle. And the starting point, and this might sound a little bit philosophical, but I'll break it up into everyday parlance. The starting point is look within and try to identify your purpose. Start from that. Now, we're not talking about an overnight change. Start with that. That itself is a journey, and it's explained in detail in the book Manifesto Infinite Riches, which we can talk about later.
Yes.
But identify your purpose, first thing. As you identify a purpose, you find a way, which is also explained in great detail, how you never lack money again for the rest of your life.
True.
Now
I agree.
Think about it, Daniela. You think about it. I ask all the audience to think about it. If you're living a life where you found your purpose, if you're living a life where you have a foolproof formula, where you're never short of money again, what more do you want out of life? Because you've got time and money freedom. You're happy doing what you're doing, and the money chases you. You're a happy person who spreads happiness all around, and everyone you touch gets elevated. And they, in turn, do the same to other people, and the world becomes a better place.
I agree. So why did you call your book Manifest Your Infinite Riches? How does that title, how did it come to you?
I love that question, Daniel. I adore that question. It's one of my favorite questions. So the book starts with these words. Yes, you are infinitely rich. You're infinitely rich because you are you. Right? And I say these are phenomenal words, but not because I wrote them, because they take us back to the core truth. And the core truth is every human being is infinitely rich.
Yes.
But we don't know that. This process called living, Danielle, takes us away from this truth. This book takes us right back to the truth. So what happens is, when we're looking for those questions to which we don't have answers, and sometimes we don't even know the questions, but we know there are questions there, right? We need a source that can tell us why we are infinitely rich, how we can bring those riches out in our world, how we can manifest those and benefit everyone else we come across in the process. And I said to myself, it took me 15 years to do that. 15 years. If I can put a manual together, a formula, a textbook, a step-by-step process, and put it in front of people and say, you are infinitely rich. This is what you need to do to bring it out there, to manifest those infinite riches. Wow. Wouldn't that be a good thing to do? And that's how the name came.
Okay. For me, it's not about manifesting those riches. I understand your thing. For me, it's my concept, my new concept is what I've been working on now for years. I'm 64 years old, Pushkar, so, you know, a grandmother of five. So I've got a bit of, you know, journey myself from stress to authentic success. And for me, it is now that evolution towards true wealth. For me, it's all about not the wealth of possessions. And I think that's what you're talking about, because when I was intrigued to talk to you because you're actually talking about those inner jewels that we all have. And, you know, the fact of being you is actually your richness, is your true wealth. And people are always looking for wealth and for, you know, possessions and cars and you name it. But you and I, we go to the core of who we are. So I really enjoyed that. Now, tell me a little bit about that tapping into your source. What do you mean with your source? Are we talking energetically? Are we, what is to you tapping into your source?
No, absolutely. And I'll go a step back there to answer that, Danielle. I say that the key objective of the book and the work I do is to help you become the person you always meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that happens when you do four things. And those four things answer the question that you've asked.
Okay.
So I say you're on the journey to manifest your infinite riches, to become the person you always meant to be when you do four things. And those four things are: you live in harmony with your soul, in
yeah.
spiritual harmony. Yeah.
Right.
You realize your spectacular potential.
Mm-hmm.
You unleash the colossal forces within you, and you embrace abundance and prosperity.
Mm.
Those are the four foundations. And when you do that, you're truly awake.
Yes.
When you're truly awake, you're the path to manifest your infinite riches. That is the philosophy there. And I must clarify, because I'm an absolute fan of what you said. Riches do not mean only money.
Mm.
Riches mean to manifest those jewels inside of you. Manifest
yes.
means a physical expression.
Okay.
So if, for example, somebody's riches are, you know, running a charity that gives them immense satisfaction, you manifest that experience. You bring that experience into your life.
Okay.
And that happens when you do these four things. Now,
okay.
there's a whole book written that covers these four points. So I'm not going to go into each one.
No, we're not.
It's
but,
these four coming together.
Okay. I understand. What I want to ask you is I want to discuss the fourth one, if that's okay for you. Because that's
Please.
Something that I found is one of the foundations, you know, the gratefulness, the embracing, you know, I call it the gift of being here, of being you, you know. So tell me a little bit more about how you see the gratefulness, the abundance, all that kind of thing.
No, that is a very, very important part here. You see, Danielle, we can say that there's a rich human being who's got 100 million against their name, a wealthy human being who's also rich. Let's just differentiate wealthy
yeah.
and rich here. There's a wealthy human being who's worth 100 million, but the person is also rich.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say this person invests everything into a project, which goes, it's a disaster, right?
Okay.
So the net worth of that person, net worth defines the total amount of money against our name
mm-hmm.
or wealth, comes down to zero.
Mm-hmm.
That person is still a rich person because the term I use, the vibrational frequency alignment of that
yeah,
person with riches
okay.
is very high. So it's only a matter of
time.
Before those riches manifest in
again.
A different way. Could be wealth, could be another way. So it's really embracing abundance and prosperity means you demand, you accept to yourself that, yes, I am rich. I am
yes.
wealthy. I am this. I am that. When you accept it to yourself at the deepest level within the subconscious mind, it has got to come out there in the physical world.
And that's a part of the big problem is that subconscious mind is conditioned to look at what we don't have, to look at the lack, to look at everything that is not in our life. We don't have, we are not, we, you know, I can write a book myself about just that, about how people look at, you know, what the absence of things, the lack. It's actually written in my book as well. So how do you stimulate to have people look at what is and what the richness within instead of looking at what's not or what they don't have? How do you do that?
You see, it's,
is there an exercise for that? Somebody listening now?
There are a lot of exercises in the book, but I'll go back a step and just give the overview direction here. See, somebody
just one,
could say,
just one
anyway,
step, one
please.
Step, Krishna, so that people can practically start doing this.
We have something called the three-step reconnection tool. It's
okay.
a trademark model of
okay.
the Center for Infinite Riches. That three-step reconnection tool helps our audience and people find their purpose.
Okay.
right?
Beautiful.
And it's literally three steps. We have to look deep within to find our core talents.
Yes.
And I don't mean by core talents, I'm great at Excel. That's not a talent. That's a skill we
yes.
use in contemporary
mm.
times.
Mm-hmm.
A talent is you go back to when you're a child, right? Say you're a 14-year-old child dying to go out and play, and it's raining heavily. You ask yourself, what would you want to do in the time that is raining? That is your talent. That is your biggest impress. When I was a kid there, I used to sit and make speeches to my class, to other students, because I love to do that. That's what I'm doing. 30 years I've been speaking. Right? Then you talk about your values. Everyone's values could be different. Then you find a way to blend them together. So it's
to
talents,
together. Mm-hmm.
values merging. And the third question is, if they would, and this is so important, Daniel, there's no reason to work. There's no financial reason to work. What would you like to do? Ask yourself, all our audience at this moment, you know, pause it, ask yourself, there's no reason to work. What would you want to do?
Mm.
That will set you on the path to start going deeper into this.
I agree. Beautiful. What I find important as well, when you talk about inner jewels, how can people discover their inner jewels?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the inner jewels come back to what we just talked about.
Is that the talents, the values? Is that what you mean with that?
It's that's exactly what it is. I think everyone, each of us, you see, each of us is the same, yet we're different. We're all the same in the sense we have the same physical senses, see, taste, hear, smell, touch. We're all different because we work with different vibrational frequencies,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So until we don't know what matters to us, right? And what matters to us, you know, everyone's too busy being busy.
Yeah.
We don't have time to sit down and think what matters to us. We need to make time for ourselves
yes.
and really go deep into understanding what matters to us. And the biggest thing, which is your purpose.
Mm.
What is your purpose? The Buddha said, your purpose in life is to find your purpose.
Mm.
Until we don't know our purpose, everything else is said, because we're too busy being a mother. We're too busy being a father. We're too busy being a professional.
Yeah, it's interesting what that you say that, because I've never forgotten the day I heard that saying about, you know, there are two important days in your life, the day you are born and the day you know why.
Mark Twain.
And that for me has been also a guide, probably for you as well, a guide into my life, as always determined to be who I am, why I am here. So it's beautiful
yes.
that you say that. Let's just see also about if somebody here listening understands what you are meaning about the richness. You know, I love the infinite riches. You know, it's an infinite source, isn't it? What would be a practical step for someone to actually start taking action on that purpose? Because there's such a big difference between, for a lot of people, I see it in my practice, of where they are now and when they look at their purpose. Is there a way that you have in your book or in your center, you know, in all that you do, is there a way for you to take action onto that purpose?
No, absolutely it is. It hugely is. And I'll go back to what we touched upon earlier, Daniel. It's all our audience and anyone doing this needs to understand that they're starting a journey.
Mm.
If anyone were to walk up and say, this is an overnight thing, it's not going to happen.
Mm.
It's a journey. It might take a few months, might take a few years. So that's the first thing to accept.
Yes.
The second bit is what a lot of people would say, and I used to think in my early days, you know, it's all very nice to talk about purpose and things, but if I don't have money, you know, am I going to spend my time thinking about purpose? I'm going to get the money.
Mm.
So the two things come together. It's a wonderful chapter. I absolutely love it. It's called Chapter 13. It's called Money, Money, Money. Is it really about the money?
Yeah.
And there's a trademark concept there called the Six Statutes of Money. There's even a program on my website, the Six Statutes of Money. It's my flagship program. So what I say is, get your head around a balance between these two things, purpose and money. Study. This book is not a novel, right? It's something to be studied. Read it, draw these two things out. And once you understand your relationship with money, the fact that you don't need to chase it, how to make it chase you, once you understand that you're scratching the surface of appreciating a purpose,
yes.
then you start taking steps, baby
right.
steps that lead to bigger steps. And when that happens, when that starts to happen, the old you slowly starts to come down and the new you comes up. It's like it's written in the Bible, you must die in your sins.
Mm.
And we're not talking about physical death. We're talking about an old version of you going down, a new version coming up.
Yes.
And that's where the transformation happens. That's where there's a battle between the ego and your soul. The ego says, you are this. And the soul says, no, I'm not this. I'm infinite. I want to do this, which is aligned with my purpose. We all have to go through that tug of war. But when we go through it and come out the other side, we become the person we always meant to be because we listen to our soul.
Is there a statement, a quote, like a lifestyle thing that has been accompanying you all this during this whole journey, Pushkar, that you can share with us? Is there, like, for example, one of my, I often repeat it, one of my favorite quotes is, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change,
Wayne,
you know, Wayne Dyer. Is there a, something like that, it, maybe it's in your book as well, that you find is really, really intriguing here to share? So, because it has been something
I'll share
that you
two
have
with
been,
you.
Okay.
I'll share two with you of, so I have four mentors. I'm not going to talk about two of them, but I'll talk about two, and it's a quote from each of them. One is a man called Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. So I know Jack pretty well. He's he interviewed me recently, and his quotation is on the front cover of the book where he says, "This is the book we've all been waiting for." But one of my favorite quotations is something Jack said a long time ago, which I think features around page 111. He says, "You're not given a dream unless you have the means to fulfill it."
Oh, yes.
Right? Now, that does not mean, Danielle, that you have the means today. It is there within you. The law is, you don't get the dream unless you know how it's going to happen. But you don't know the how today. It could be a journey that goes on years, months, whatever. So that's one I love. The other one is from my dear Grandmaster B Square. And this is when we met the first time. He made this great statement. He said, and I'll say it slowly so our audience can follow. He said, what you did in the future, what you did in the future, what you did in the future is determining what you will do in the past.
That's
what you
a
did
deep
in the
one.
Future is determining what you will do in the past. So he's gone on to a great point here of quantum physics. What Grandmaster's saying, what Blaine's saying is, there is no past, future, and present. It happens on our planet when we're in our physical bodies because the rate of vibration on Earth. But what you manifest or what happens in your life is a lag to what is happening in a higher dimension. If there were a theoretical way to change your vibrational frequency overnight, which happens sometimes with shocks to the system, but it's rare, what you want to physically express and manifest can happen then. But it doesn't happen because we take time to get our minds around it, right? So this is a great quotation. When I heard this the first time, I say in the book, in the appendix, I knew he was going to be my teacher. So these are two quotations, and I absolutely love Wayne's as well, you know, no doubt about it.
There are so many. We live by so many, but I always like to hear, it's a standard question of mine in any interview. I always like to hear what kind of quotes or statements that people live by, because it says a lot about a person as well. You know, for me, that quote of Wayne was life changing when I started looking at things in a totally different way, the interpretation, the perception, you know, of how, you know, how, which glasses we have on already determines your reality. So it's been such a beautiful journey. And I am so pleased you call it journey, Pushkar, because that's what it is. It's not about the destination. It's not about, you know, the hocus pocus paxis. It's about the journey. Thank you so much for this interesting, and I really love what you do for the world. I will talk about the little book, not the little, when is the book coming out exactly? Because I think it's April, hey? It's now, hey?
No, it is. Well, my intention was 1st of April, Danielle, but we are available in more than 50 countries, and when it's such a large net, it started becoming available from late March, but 1st of April stays the official date.
Okay.
But it's such a vast global launch. So I'd say it's over a few days from the end of March, yes.
Yeah, and is it your first book?
Oh, it is. It is my first book. I've written quite a bit over the years. I did a thesis on Shakespearean leadership years ago, but in terms
but
of
never
my
a real
book, this
book
is my
like
first
this.
Book.
Yeah, this is a baby.
And it's very,
don't
very
you feel?
Close
yeah,
to my heart.
It's
Well,
close.
It is.
I always say, you
It
know,
is,
so many
yes.
people want to write a book, but few do it because it's also a journey in itself. Don't you find that? That the writing the book is a
Oh,
journey
it
in itself.
absolutely is. It absolutely is. And we have a sequel coming in about 18 months, which is underway already. But all the messages I have, Danielle, whether it's in the book or in the sequel, a lot of it comes out on our website as well, centerforinfiniteriches.com. There are lots of free
It'll be
content
all
for
in the,
people.
it will all be in the, you know, in on the website. People can look you up. I mean, that's here not the issue. But what I want you to do, Pushkar, for me, is if you have one sentence to say to people to finish off the interview, what would that sentence be?
Never be scared to become the person you always meant to be.
Ooh. Okay. Why would people be scared?
Because we're all used to living the life that we live. If you want to change, human beings by nature are scared of change. Babies aren't. And by the time even children get to 5 or 6, they don't like change. So anything to do with change, it could be the way you eat your fork while eating. It could be the way you put your plate. We don't like
Agree.
it. When it's something as big as changing the direction of your life, everyone's first reaction is, no, why should I? I'm comfortable. I'm not happy where I am, but I'm comfortable where I am.
Yes,
I'm comfortable enough to make a
it's about being comfortable and being prepared to be uncomfortable. I agree with that.
Absolutely. It's very well said.
So thank you so much for this contribution. I'm sure you know this conversation has inspired anyone listening because it is the deeper work. I mean, today we are more and more conscious about doing the deeper work and not staying at the superficial level. So thank you, Pushkar. You know, you have a big role to play in this world and with your center and everything. So thank you for your conversation and for your contribution. I will have a little break right now and then I'll come back to the audience just now. Thank you.
I'm grateful to you. Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Whoa, welcome back to you, and what a powerful conversation this was. And if you're like me, you might want to rewind and listen again to some of Pushkar's Anand's words, his presence, his insights. You can feel his energy. They come from deep lived truth. And I'm so grateful to have shared this space with him because also with you today, because there was one phrase that he said that I want to talk about with you. And I want to repeat it for you slowly and intentionally because it really holds a key. Never be scared to become the person you want to be. Take a moment. Let those words land. Never be scared to become the person you want to be. It is actually a truly simple sentence, and yet, wow, it gives you a certain radical permission. Because what stops us truly from living the life you and I long for, it's not the lack of time, the lack of money, the lack of opportunity. It's that fear of becoming who we already are. Think about Nelson Mandela, like I talked about. It's about the fear of owning your desires, of owning that life of yours, making different choices, standing in your own truth. And that's exactly where true wealth, what I talked about to you in the introduction, begins. It's not in what you chase, it's in what you claim, in who you dare to be when no one is watching, and even more so when everybody is. So it's not about anything else than becoming the person you were meant to be, not the one you were trained to be. Now that's interesting, isn't it? It's about going back to your essence, to your values, and letting them shape that leadership, your relationships, your rhythm, your life. Because You know by now that real richness is not found in the hustle. It's found in the alignment, the grounded power, the emotional stability, the deep fulfillment that comes from living a life that feels as rich as it looks. So let's look at the kind of wealth that is not outside of you, but that lives within you. And if something stirred in you today, whether it's just a thought, maybe a desire, a longing, a knowing, I invite you here and now to follow it. You can buy Pushkar's book. You can listen again to the interview. You can go to my website and look at the masterclass. There's a masterclass coming soon. I'm not sure it will be on already, but go and have a look because there's a lot coming in the coming weeks. And maybe you can connect with me on LinkedIn, all these things. So I am going to go deep into this in the coming months. And so if you like me, you want your life to be meaningful, to feel that you are living and not being on autopilot, living on in your head, all these things. And I know that this beautiful platform, UK Health Radio, I just want to say thank you for listening, for taking your health into your own hands. Because on this platform, with all these presenters on different topics, it's all about health, wealth, well-being, everything that has meaning, that is important. Don't forget that you are part, listening to this show, of a global community of over 1.5 listeners. And it reminds me every time that we're not alone. The UK Health Radio got an amazing award also lately. It's such an amazing initiative. And you and I, we can make this world a better place. We're all searching for peace, for purpose, and certainly for presence. And I am so honored and grateful that you choose today and hopefully again next week to spend a part of the journey here with me. So as we close this episode, I leave you with this gentle reminder of this important sentence. Never be scared to become the person that you want to be. I will talk to you next time. Take a deep breath, be kind to yourself, and remember, you are already so much richer than you think. Don't forget about your unique, true wealth. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.